Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone that's on this show tonight. I'm Veronica McMillan. You're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and it is a grand, blessed night. My co-host Francine Humphrey will not be on the line with us tonight, but of course, you know, I can fly solo, and I shall do that tonight. And so I think I got a pretty good show that I want to talk with you all tonight about, and then just kind of provide some pointers to you for whatever business that you're in, whether it be a for-profit or a non-profit business. But before I get into that, let me just tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. It was founded by Francine Humphrey. I think this is their 12th year that Francine has been doing, having this business. And then, of course, I came up alongside of her probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and then we both had shows that we decided to come together. But anyhow, Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And then, of course, the micro nonprofit by yours truly helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer, Francine and I, we offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households, foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, self-determined nation, and our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition. Our big thing is entrepreneurship. We so believe in entrepreneurship. Get you a side hustle of some kind that you can call your own and do your own thing the way you want to drive that train. And then, of course, relationship building, adult literacy programs. We're dedicated to making a difference. We really just want to lift up the voices of women and entrepreneurs. We certainly don't exclude men, but our focus primarily is how do we help women build up themselves, and whether that be in business, whether that be in home relationships or what have you. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. And ICW was created to encourage all to take advantage or take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. If you want to reach out to Francine Humphrey, certainly you can reach her at icwdirector@gmail.com, which is her email. And then issuesconcerningwomen.org, of course, is the website. And then, of course, if you want to connect with me, Veronica McMillan, go to info@micrononprofitnetwork is our email. And then on the web at micrononprofitnetwork.org. That was a lot said in that little short segment. But tonight I really wanted to really talk about authentic collaborations in relationship. I had the opportunity to meet with a young lady yesterday, and we just had great, first of all, just great energy and synergy between the both of us. She has, of course, she's the marketing director for a very large nonprofit, and of course, we are a small nonprofit, but we met a couple of months ago in Suffolk at the OBC Foundation, because OBC is really trying to build capacity with the nonprofits that they give funding to and all of that stuff. And I was a recipient of some funding from the OBC Foundation way back in 2007, 2008. And I started thinking about the importance of authentic collaborations and authentic relationships in business. And so tonight what I really want to do is focus on some points that I think will be helpful to those of you who are listening, and hopefully you can take this to your boards of directors, your staff, or whatever that, or whomever that you're working with, or if you're trying to start looking for strategic partnerships and collaborations, I think this is going to be great. And that before I move on, I do want to shout out or to offer my condolences to the tragedy that happened with Kobe Bryant and his family and all of the other families. We know he was a superstar and all of that, but we certainly want to shine the light on those families that were not superstars. They're stars in God's eyes, and so we certainly want to offer our prayers up to them and their support to them as they come through this transition, if you will, in their lives. And so we are so thankful that we have the opportunity to shout them out. So tonight the show is Authentic Collaborations and Relationships. And the first thing that a point that I had here is this a friend or foe? And what I mean by that, when we talk about these collaborative relationships, everybody is not your friend. Everything that's shiny isn't real gold. And everybody that's speaking great things to you, you have to want to make sure that it's true and it's authentic. So test it by getting to know each other's wants and needs. So what do I mean by that? In this relationship, is it friend or foe? It is going to be tested by you getting to know each other, whatever that their needs are and their wants are. What are your needs and what are your wants? Because it's going to be important for you all to know that, because sometimes people will come in, they see what you have, and they want to rape you of your stuff and go away. When I say stuff, meaning your skills, your talent, your abilities, the people that you have that's in your corner, your space. You have to really, really, really watch it, because in this time, I call it, you just have to watch out for the snakes. Just watch out for the snakes. So be very clear about what your needs are and what your wants are. And then be very truthful and open in the communication. If there's something that they're doing or something that you're doing and you want that to be talked about, I think you really need to express that. One of the first things that I say when I'm talking with someone about what we do in the micro nonprofit is basically I use this term, we do not sell snake oil. And what do I mean by that? It is that we don't come in the room or come with or get with organizations and sell our people out and tell them that this is something that's magical and it's actually toxic. And we don't want to do, we will not do that. So I always tell them that for our group, for the micro nonprofit network, there are about 45 nonprofits that are in our network now. We have helped over 300, but in our current network as of 2020, about 45. And so people are coming because they know, first of all, we have the network. And then we also basically want to make sure that we're protecting the network, because I am the brand and you are your brand in your business, and you got to know that. So you want to make sure that there is there, that the communication, whatever it is, that you all are talking about, is it going to be a service? Is it going to be a product? Is it going to be that you all are going to share the stage, share a building, whatever that it is, make sure it's truthful conversation. And the thing about truthful conversation, you feel it in your gut. There's something about when somebody is lying to you or you don't have peace with it, you're going to have to check that. You're going to have to say, you know what, let me think about this right now, because I'm feeling at peace with that. And so I'm not going to make that decision right now. And so don't have people rush you into things and trying to get you, let's do it now, because if we miss this, it's not going to happen. It's okay. Some things come around again. And if they don't come around again, okay, I'm okay. And then relationship building before sharing resources. I heard T.D. Jakes say this some time ago, and it just stuck with me. He said, build the relationship first, and the resources will come. Don't be so fast to jump in the bed with anyone regarding whatever it is that they're doing or you're doing or what have you. Get to know them. Get to spend some time with them. Are they truthful in what they're saying? Do they show up on time? Do they send information out that's not edited or information that doesn't make sense or they haven't talked with you about or anything? Get to know them. and you don't have to rush into anything, because if you're building a small business, understand that most small businesses go out by year five because the grind is so, so in depth. It is so tough. It requires you to have thick skin, so you got to hold out and hang on in there. So you got to build these relationships with people who understand that you're not in a rush, because you're in business, I believe, for longevity. The whole goal is to get this business and to be able to pass it on to your children or whomever it is that you're trying to do this thing for, because you want to build a legacy. So number one, find out. This is my bullet point number one. Is it a friend or foe? And you gotta know that in there. And then you also got to trust your gut. That wasn't in the little notes here, but you definitely gotta trust your gut in going into this thing, because again, your name is out there. I was sharing with the young lady. It's Brand Veronica. Yes, it's the micro nonprofit. Yes, it's issues concerning women. But what they do is they look at Francine and they look at Veronica and who we are. And if they know that we're a little sketchy, or that people can't trust us, I don't care what you name it. I don't care what kind of bells and whistles that you put on it. Ultimately, it's going to be how do they feel about you as an individual, because it is brand you. And if you can get started in that and understand that, it's going to save you a lot of heartache in doing this. And so you'll begin to be selective about who you're going to deal with, because you're not in a rush. So that was point number one. So before I jump to point number two, let me just shout out Issues Concerning Women. The radio show, of course, is founded by Francine Humphrey. And if you want to connect with Francine, certainly you can go to icw@gmail.com or go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And certainly if you need to connect with me, you can connect with me by email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. And then certainly go to our website, same thing, micrononprofitnetwork.org. And tonight we're talking about authentic relationships and collaborations. It is so important. And so one of the things that I had in my next point that I wanted to talk with you all about is, what do you bring to the table? What do they bring to the table? And that's going to be important, especially when you start saying, hey, this is what I have and this is what they have. In the meeting that I had with the young lady, I was sharing with her some of my collaborative partnerships that I have with churches. And I wanted her to see a building that, because we have a small office, but this church that we're partnering with now has great space at an affordable price that I wanted our nonprofits to connect with them when they wanted to do big events, where they're not having to go and pay hotel prices and all that, because most people, you know, go to hotel rooms or what have you if they don't have their own building or space, or if they're not using the fellowship hall at a church or what have you. So anyhow, you know, I brought her to that space, but I wanted her to know, hey, I got great relationships. And I want to certainly partner with you all, because you all are a bigger nonprofit organization. You all been around longer than we have. You all got more resources. You got more finances and all that stuff. But I got some things that you don't have. I was sharing with her some things that she didn't know about. And that, you know, so I knew that what I had in my bag. So what do you bring to the table? And you got to know that, because sometimes people try to shoot you down and try to trump up what they have. When that's starting to happen, when somebody wants you to gloat over them and want to dish your stuff, you need to walk away, because that's not a table that you need to be sitting at. So what do you bring to the table? And has it been tested and proven? Because again, people can talk a bunch of smack, but can you prove that to me? Has this been tested? Who knows about what it is that you're doing? Who are the referrals that you can send me? Who's done that? Who's used your product? Who's used your service that I can talk to and say, hey, did Issues Concerning Women do you right? Did the micro nonprofit do you right? What do you know about them? How long have they been in business? Did they help you establish the nonprofit the way that they said that they could do it? Know what you bring to the table and know what they bring to the table. And then test it. Test it to see that they did say what that they can do, because we're in an age now we can buy almost anything. I remember I was working at Regent, and I was talking to one of the doctoral students, and he was mad because he was saying, we've worked so hard to get this PhD, and people are going online and buying PhDs, and I get it. And so you have to really, really, really watch that people are really bringing to you authentic stuff. And the only way to do that is to test it and to prove it by saying, hey, can you give me some references of, you know, the room that you all decorated or painted or what have you. We just had our downstairs painted or what have you. And the young man did an absolute wonderful job, but his marketing is poor. He didn't really have the things that I would think is that we needed in marketing, but he had great pictures of the houses that he showed my husband. He did an absolute wonderful job. So he could prove that he's done that. And he could say, hey, go over there and talk to that person over there to say, did we paint their houses well or rooms well or whatever it is that they were doing. And that same thing needs to happen when you're in business. Can they prove it? I have people talk to us or ask me, hey, can you write a grant? Or we've written grants before. Okay, prove that to me. And how much money have you gotten for them before? And can I talk to them about how you approached it and what they did or what have you, rather than you just coming off with a bunch of stuff that doesn't necessarily show me anything. So make them give you referrals, because what you bring to the table is very valuable. And you got to know that. Know your worth in this. Know what your 20, 30, 10, however many years you've been doing it. That is priceless, and let nobody throw that down. And people are like, oh my God, that's too high. When you look at that, you've been doing this thing 20, 30 years, you have proven practices. You know a thing or two because you've learned from all of the mistakes that you've made. And that's what I tell my nonprofit partners, that a lot of this stuff, I got burned so bad, and I didn't know it because nobody was sharing with me. So I came up the hard road. But I learned so much, and that has been an advantage for me. So that's going to be important. And so I can say to them, go. I can give you 10 clients now. You can talk to all of them. I got their 501c3s for them. I took them beyond the 501c3. They can tell you about what we did. So I have my referrals. Know what you bring to the table. And then also in this, what do you bring to the table? How do we both win? Because when you're having these authentic relationships and collaborations, the scale should never tilt on the side of somebody where all of it is on their side. You got 10 bricks, they got 10 bricks on their side, and you got one brick. Not a good sign. Not a good sign. How is it that we both win and it's equitable? How do we come away from this thing saying, you know, that was a good relationship. This is a great partnership, and I can see us doing things down the road because you had integrity. You were on time. You were good with your business management. You were good with what you were doing with the family or whomever it is that you're working with. And we came out with both of us winning. We both smiled at the end. And when it was all said and done, we both won. And then it's okay, and I put this on Facebook just the other day. When somebody has helped you to get to where you've gone or where you are, it is okay to shout them out, and we are not shouting each other out enough. What I'm seeing is that we're posting a lot of pictures and all of that stuff about what we're doing, and praise God for that. We're supposed to do that. But there are some people that helped us to get along, get to where we're going, and we are sometimes forgetting those people who opened the door for us or held the door open for us to get there, to pass the baton. And somehow or another, we're not saying, thank you, Miss Jones, for doing that for me. Thank you, Dr. So-and-so, because had you not told me about that, I would have never known that. Thank you, sister, for letting me know that there was an opportunity out there, because I can't get this, but I'm going to let you know about this. Or she opened the door for me to get this, and I want to say to her publicly, thank you, because had it not been for your lead on that, I would have never known anything about that. We got to stop this thinking that it's all us. It is us working together, and we got to do that now. We see how things are going. We see how the economy is going. We got to figure out, how do we shout each other out? And then how do we share your platform with each other? that's one of the reasons why Francine and I use Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, to bring people onto our show, to bring students onto our show, to bring entrepreneurs onto our show, to talk about what it is that they're doing. We don't charge them a dime for doing that. We just basically say, we're going to give you this 30 minutes and we're going to shout you out. We're going to let the community of listeners that follow us know, the community of listeners that's been listening to us for the last 2 or 3 years know, hey, here is a sister or a brother out here, and we want to share our platform with them to let you know how you could be a benefit to them, or they can be a benefit to you. Share our platform. This is how we push each other up. This is what we need to do so that we all expand and we all grow. It's important that we do in the hour that we're in. When resources get thin, you're going to have to get creative and innovative in how we do that. Everybody doesn't have the same thing. Back in the day, I'm a baby boomer. When somebody if the community had something, you had the collard greens, I had the cornbread, somebody over there got the chicken, somebody over here got something else. And when we put that all together, the whole community was fed. Everybody was full off of us bringing our resources together to support and help one another. We got to get back to some of that old school ways. I understand we're in a technology, social media frenzy right about now, but we're losing the art of communication and we're losing how to connect and share with one another. And I want to be old school enough to say we can do better, y'all. We can certainly do better in making sure that we're bringing each other up in a way that is beneficial and helpful to us all. So, again, you see I'm on my high horse tonight because I think it's so, so, so important that we do that and then understand the value of your price. This year, you know, I was going, I think Francine and I shared this on the show maybe about a month or so ago, and I was telling Francine, I found myself kind of volleying back and forth, oh, this is my price. No, that's not the price. I'm changing it to fit. Nope. Here is the value of what I have. This is my price. Either you pay what I have or you move on. So that volleying back and forth, because what happens is you're sort of kind of chipping away at the value of what you bring to the table, and you are devaluing what you have built up all of these many years, all the experience that you've gotten, all of the heartaches that you've gotten, the victories, life lessons that you've learned, things that you learn from others, all of that goes into it. And then the time that you put in, whether it is through your consulting services or your hair business or housing, whatever, wherever that you find yourself, do not dumb down on your prices. When you do that, you attract people who will not value you. But if you set your bar at this, then there's people who come into it, they come into it already understanding that's going to be $1,200. This is what this is going to be. This is what this is going to be. And they either come on board with it or they go find somebody else. And you still stand in the place of integrity because of the fact you realize I value what I have. I value who I am. And you'll stop doing that. So you all get what I'm saying, right? And so it is important that we do that. And it's very important and valuable in collaborative and strategic relationships, authentic collaborative and strategic relationships, because this stuff that people coming in, my husband said, they're fast talking and carrying on and don't have anything behind it. You got to understand who you are and what you bring to the table. So let me shout out Francine Humphrey again, my co-host who's not with me tonight, but if you need to connect with her regarding Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, certainly you would email her at icwdirector@gmail.com or issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you need to connect with me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or as our email and website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. And please let me say this. Please don't send the information to us telling us what you can do without building a relationship. I'm getting a bunch of stuff of people saying, I can do this without even saying, hey, could we do coffee? Could we have a conversation? All you're coming in is for the kill, and that's just not, it just doesn't work for me. And so it's important that you understand, for me, whenever that you're going to deal with Veronica McMillan regarding the micro nonprofit network or her soul work group or her service facilitation or whatever it is that she's doing, I need to know that basically we're going to build a relationship. And it doesn't take me long to realize that you're trying to come in for the kill. You're coming in just trying to rape me of my resources, going on about your business, and then poo-poo on me. That's not going to happen, and I think it's important that we need to do that. And then the third point that I have here is get it in writing. In the nonprofit world, we do a lot with MOAs or MOUs, and all that is memorandums of understandings or memorandums of agreement, because what that does, it lists everything out for you. Here is what we're going to do. Here is what you're going to do. These are the things that we said that we're going to provide. It is all written out. There's no, what is the fine print? Because I always tell people, read fine print first. Don't go with the people like, oh, look at all this stuff. This is this, that, and the other. But the fine print is what's hanging everybody up. And so if you could get in there, and basically there a memorandum of understanding is there, and, or a memorandum of agreement is in place, you will have everything in writing. It's clear. It is no crazy stuff that somebody has thrown in there, or somebody's been thrown something in the fine print thinking that you're not going to, you know, to read that. Please, please, sirs and ma'ams that listen to us every week, read fine print first. And if it's so tiny, you're going to have to say, hold it. I'm first of all wanting to, for this to be larger, and I need for us to talk about line upon line upon line so that it's clear what we're talking about. So if I'm providing the space and the bus, that should be there. If you are doing all the recruitment, that should be there. If there's going to be some monetary, if there's going to be some money exchange, if there's going to be anything that's going to go on, then that should be in there as well. You have it so that you can come back and say, hey, we didn't really talk about that. So not signing it until that is clear and I'm comfortable with what is going on. Now, I had here in my notes that letter of support doesn't carry much weight. A letter of support is, hey, yeah, I know she does XYZ, and I support her in it. It's not that, it is not as heavy as an MOU, is because it's not tying them to it. It is basically saying, yes, she does hair well, and I support her. It is not saying that she does hair well, and if she messes my hair up, I'm going to have XYZ. This is going to be the refund policy. All of that stuff is there. That's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. Make sure that the letter of support, your MOU or your, which is a memorandum of understanding or a memorandum of agreement. You'll see that often in some of your bigger, with your bigger organizations or what have you, do that because they already understand. People will hang you out to dry without things in writing. I had do some PRN work with United Methodist Family Services, and today I was sharing with my supervisor an authorization that did not come in. We provided the service for that, and the first thing she said, did we get that in writing? Did we get in writing what she said that she was going to provide for us, because of the fact there was a snafu regarding when the service authorization ended? And so you just gotta get that. And you know, I'm stressing this because it hurts us to our hearts for us to deceive each other, and then you get locked into something that you had no clue that was going to go on, and then move when everybody agrees. Don't sign anything until you, when you do this memorandum of agreement or memorandum of understanding, don't move until everybody's saying, yes, this is exactly the way I saw it. This is exactly the way I wanted it to be. And so know that, and then sign the deal, because it's going to be important for you to do that. And so, and then know when you're being played. Be very clear about that. And so you can just walk away and just say, you know what? That's not what I was thinking it was going to be, and I'm going to go ahead on and walk away. So you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your radio host. If you need to connect with Francine Humphrey, you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you need to connect with Veronica McMillan, you can go info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or just go to our website to find out more about what we are doing. We thank you so very much for tuning in again this Thursday night. Be blessed. Do something good for somebody. Thank God for what you have, and keep on praying, keep on believing, and we shall see you next week. Bye-bye now.